It's Word Stage, a celebration of the fascinating world of storytelling, featuring the very best storytellers and spoken word artists. Sheila Arnold Jones has been performing since she was 8 years old. She presents storytelling programs, character-based monologues, and historic character presentations. She currently lives in Hampton, Virginia.
A Grimm's Tale. There once was a little girl who was very naughty. She did things like pull the cat's tail, throw food while sitting at the dinner table, and refusing to go to bed when she was told. As a matter of fact, she refused to listen to any of her parents' instructions. The grandparents often told the parents to provide the necessary discipline. "Spare the rod and spoil the child," they would quote. But the parents merely chided the child lightly, laughed at her indiscretions, and shook their heads in exasperation as she did whatever she wanted to do. One weekend, the naughty girl's grandparents came to stay, and during their stay, her grandfather picked some wild mushrooms and served them for lunch. Everyone agreed the mushrooms were marvelous, the best ever. When her grandparents left, the little girl decided to go to the woods to find wild mushrooms herself. She yelled her intentions to her parents as she ran full force towards the woods. Her parents came to the back door and asked for her to come back, but she was already entering the dark trees. The little girl looked about for quite some time, and upon seeing some mushrooms that resembled the ones her grandfather had picked, she collected them and stuffed them into her pockets. As she walked back to the house, she decided to see if they had the same taste before they were cooked and began nibbling on the mushrooms. By the time she arrived at her home, her parents could see that something was very wrong. The little girl was flushed in the face. Her breathing was very heavy, and she was walking slowly. They picked up the little girl and rushed to the doctor, but unfortunately it was too late, and the little girl died. The parents were heartbroken. Arrangements were swiftly made and the child's funeral was held. Few people beyond the parents and grandparents attended. Then the small, light pine casket was taken to the graveyard. The parents and grandparents stood above as dirt covered the casket. When the casket was covered, the mother bent over where the body was laid and said, "Rest in peace." Within seconds, the little girl's hand shot up out of the grave. The mother was so startled, she fell backwards. "No, no, this cannot be." The little hand came out of the grave and wiggled around, seeming to look for something to grab. The father righted the mother, and the mother went to the little girl's hand and pushed it down underneath the ground again. But again, the hand shot up. "Rest in peace, my darling girl," said the father, and he pushed the little hand underneath the ground. But again, the hand shot back up. This time, the grandmother went over to the hand, smacked the hand very hard, and said, "Now go to sleep, and do not disturb us again, or I have another beating waiting for you." At that, the hand went back into the ground and never came back up again. What lessons could you learn from this story?
And you've been listening to Word Stage, celebrating the wonderful world of storytelling and spoken word.